There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Can I just point you, if you missed last week's water security, water safety feature that NLT spent so much time on, it was kind of a labour of love, I think. But it is also podcast of the week this week. Drive Live investigates water security. Day zero approaching in Cape Town. It was put back ever so slightly, but it is still there. It means day zero in Cape Town is when the taps could run dry. Now, NLT went to Cape Town. She talked to residents there, see how they're coping, how they felt, and also looked at how tourism was affected. And then back here in the UAE, after visiting there, she talked to some experts here, and it culminated in a roundtable on Thursday evening. What are we doing here to ensure that we never count down to day zero? And of course, living in the UAE, we all know, don't we, Sonal? I'm asking you anecdotally, rhetorically, that we are in, of course, an arid climate and most of our water is desalinated. It's a really interesting series. You can find it at DubaiEye1038.com. It's a five-part series on there now. Money. Got enough? There's a question for you. It's always that thing at the end of the month. You think, oh, I've just been paid. That's fantastic. If that's how it is, it kind of drops into your account and you think, oh, that's great. And then, of course, you pay the rent and the car loan, do your savings, assuming you do all of that, or you go and blow the whole lot. However you handle your money, most people, I suppose, look at their pay packets and think, I wish I had a little bit more. It's a natural thing to do. And when it comes to pay rises and bonuses, this is perhaps the time of year. Lots of companies are looking at that for people. Are our expectations too high, Danny Norton, I ask?
Well, it seems to be the case. This is according to a new report, which is essentially using the words conservative and cautious around the chances that you might have of getting a salary increase or even a bonus this year. The report that I'm referring to is Informa's sixth annual GCC Compensation and Benefits Trends Report. And yeah, like I say, it's essentially pointing towards another year of conservative strategies when it comes to compensation and benefits, or C&B for short, with predicted lower level salary increases significantly down. Now, the study is full of various facts and figures, but these are the ones that stood out to me. One in five companies expect to give only a 3.5% increase or less on pay. One in 10 expect to implement pay freezes, and just over 3% believe that they'll have to actually reduce salaries. So quite negative figures there. There is actually there's a slither of good news, perhaps, for some. If you're lucky, you might be an employee of one of the 17% of the survey's participating companies who said they expect to increase salaries between 5% and 6.5% or even higher. But that's the only real kind of positive stat that really stood out to me. Like I said, the other stats are all kind of, you know, saying it might be minimal increases, and certainly a lot of people would argue that it could be lower than the cost of than the increase in the cost of living at the moment, or even actually some companies, just over 3%, might actually lower salaries. So why is this the case? Well, earlier on I spoke to Agnes Gafidis, who is the managing director at the HR consultancy firm Olam, and she also helped Informa in analysing and shaping this report, and she explained to me some of the potential reasons for this cautious outlook.
There is still a little bit of uncertainty around VAT, and overall the different economical challenges that we are facing in this region are part where HR professionals are a little bit conservative, careful and more strategic this year.
So, interesting comments, especially when it comes to value-added tax as well. There are some specific figures around VAT in the report. Obviously, a lot of question marks over the impact it will be having. The majority of companies, 59% to be precise, said they will not consider VAT when deciding whether to increase salaries in 2018 or next year, 2019. Only 14% it would be an influencing factor, and the remaining 27% say they're still undecided about the impact of VAT on salaries, which I think says quite a lot.
And so is this, you know, general market conditions that seem to be causing this, or are there also a sense of companies underplaying the importance of their employees?
I don't think so. It's quite a hard one to say that. I think the report shows that the caution comes from I suppose, a feeling of uncertainty around the economic climate at the moment, which, as we know, is improving, but at the same time, maybe just being cautious over it, not wanting to kind of dive in maybe and cause problems down the line for themselves. And I think actually the report found that plenty of GCC companies are planning to develop what they have termed as dynamic CMB strategies this year. So improving employee engagement has become the top area of focus for 2018. That was mentioned by just over 45% of the survey's participants. That was closely followed by improving employee retention, which is up to 41%. And this is a trend that Agnes Kafidis certainly agreed with.
Companies are realizing employees are costing, but they can also bring a lot in return. A lot of employees are working long hours here. They are looking into improving things at work. They may not be able to keep that individual from a pay perspective. So what other opportunities do I have then to have that employee stay with us? And that's where providing them with training, learning opportunities, internal movement come back into play. And that's the tool that more and more organizations are using more strategically in 2018.
I feel, Danny, like I should be flippant and say there's nothing that gets your attention like a little bit extra in your pay packet. But I do, but that's kind of a standard response, isn't it? Yeah. But I do think that, I don't know, that there are lots of things that companies can do to re-engage with employees when they need to, and to engage further with employees. So what about employees' views on benefits, additional benefits, for example?
Well, this was something that was covered in the report as well. So it wasn't just the report speaking to the employers themselves. They'd actually speak to employees, and it found that most employees still do value the basic pay more than the benefits. That's according to 63% of the respondents. But interesting to note, that is quite a drop, though, from last year when 70.5% said that they value basic pay more than benefits. So it is actually dropping, maybe. So maybe more people are starting to have greater value for other things, such as health insurance, for example, or even the kind of maybe the time that they're in the office, the kind of conditions they're in there as well. So attitudes are changing. And actually, 52% of companies feel that their employees now value benefits more than they did in the past as well. So certainly an interesting thing of, and this again was something that I asked of Agnes Kafidis about, you know, employees, how they view benefits and what they rate as being important.
So employees are, funnily enough, valuing their benefits more this year than in previous years. While they still value the cash elements, they certainly appreciate benefits like medical benefits, their health insurance, substantially more.
So that was Agnes Kafidis, the managing director at the HR consultancy firm Olam, who helped inform her to analyse and shape the GCC compensation and benefits trends report. And I think really interesting facts and figures there. Anyway, fascinated to get the thoughts of our listeners on 4001 on this. And, you know, whether, you know, what is your outlook yourself? Are you expecting a pay rise this year? You know, would you be happy to see other kind of benefits in place as well? There's talk of maybe more companies looking to implement pensions, for example. I know it's not something which is really widely done here, but would that be something that you'd welcome if there's not to be a pay rise or a significant pay rise there, or maybe there's going to be a bonus missing? Would you be happy with other things?
It's an interesting one, that, because things like health insurance, how much do you look at your health insurance? And I don't know, perhaps some kind of living benefit, maybe an accommodation allowance or something. And how much do you factor that into overall pay? And how do you view it? If you just view it that should be there and it doesn't factor in any way, lots of people do think that way, then you can see that people are put out. But if you do have additional benefits kind of added, or you have them there and you look at it in those ways, then it's about viewpoint in some ways, isn't it? I mean, I think if you didn't have health insurance, if it wasn't mandatory, you'd certainly have something to say, and you'd certainly appreciate the fact that you have it more. Do you not think?
I completely agree that it's all due to sort of expectations. So as someone who has worked as a freelancer, gone from a full-time job where I just took those things for granted and then all of a sudden didn't have them, you really value what you have when it's gone.
Exactly, and that's kind of the point of insurance, isn't it? It's a total waste of money until you need it, kind of thing, and that's kind of the attitude.
Exactly, but maybe it's a case of the kind of level of insurance that you get, and you know, whether your spouse may be covered as part of that, your family members, or this kind of thing, which maybe people will take a greater look at into the future. They'll obviously know that now that it's mandatory here, they'll have the cover, but maybe they're looking for, you know, extra cover on top of that, or maybe even other benefits as well, like, you know, for example, being provided with a company vehicle, even getting your lunch, you know, provided for. for you, little things like that, which could make a little bit of a difference.
We all want to work for Google, don't we, for the free food. That's one of those things. Is it Facebook does it as well? I think there are a few.
Free laundry as well, some places.
Free laundry?
Yeah.
Who does free laundry?
Well, my friends who work in Silicon Valley in the States, free laundry, they don't even have to think about it.
So they just take a sack?
They just take a sack, exactly.
Do they?
Yeah.
How great is that?
I love it. I've got this image now of these kind of, you know, bearded techie types going in with this kind of sack of clothes behind them and just bopping it on the reception desk. Yeah. And there you go.
That's just
not too much starch, please.
Oh, man. I didn't realise that was a thing. But it'd be interesting if you are expecting a pay rise this year, or it's been announced that you are or you aren't getting a pay rise. It'd be interesting to hear from you. 4001 or via the free app. It's not the most positive of pictures, but that's a survey out today. We'll look at that a little bit later on. Danny Norton following that for the ARN News Centre. Good to see you.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Danny.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.